continue our conversation with Rory Nooner. No disrespect to you, Rory. Thanks for your patience.
No problem, Tony.
All right. Why should you be considered for the Lansing City Council, especially over other folks who are running?
Well, when we were talking previously, I mentioned the doors I've been hitting and the conversations I've been having with Lansing voters, and it's pretty clear to me from when I'm talking to them that they want to see some change. I think I have the experience to hit the ground running on city council.
Sounds like you want to shake some things up.
Absolutely.
When we talked about the candidates that were running for the election, which is next week, there was a recent poll that was released that said of the folks that were polled, and there was about a 4% chance for error, that many residents weren't pleased with the performance of the Lansing City Council. What's your perspective on that?
I think that matches what I'm hearing at the doors. People are disappointed with some of the decisions they've been made, and they want new leadership.
What's your assessment of Mayor Virge Bonero and his performance over the last year?
Well, the mayor, I think, works hard for the city of Lansing. I think he's doing a good job. I think that same poll shows that he is a pretty decent approval rating. I talked to the mayor on occasion, I think he's done good things for Lansing.
Now, you've outlined several proposals that would tighten the control of the Lansing City Council and keep discussions and meetings centered on issues of importance. I know you'd like to reduce the number of council meetings per year. Talk about that.
Yeah, sure. The Lansing City Council meets far more times per year than any Michigan city of a similar size. The council meets 50 times a year, according to the city charter. Every single Monday night, almost every single Monday night, there's a city council meeting. I think we could reduce the number of meetings, focus some more of the attention on getting good policy through the committees so that when it came to council, it was ready to go, and really just, using that time for council members to focus on doing things for their constituents and putting together good public policy.
You said in this proposal that you also want to limit the time council members are allotted to make special announcements at meetings. Why is that?
I've been attending council meetings on a regular basis for over the last year, and there are oftentimes where on a Monday night, the sort of serious business of city government is not addressed until a good 45 minutes to an hour into the meeting, because there are things like special ceremonies and council member comments. There's a lot of time spent on announcing community meetings and that sort of thing. I think those things are very important, but I think there are other tools at a council member's disposal to get the word out about events and things like that.
Do you think there are any members that are currently on the council that are ineffective or that maybe use time for grandstanding?
No, I think we see it across the board. That's just kind of the culture up there now that it's fine to spend the first 45 minutes of the meeting on non-serious matters of city government.
And you think that the city council needs to set aside a meeting every year to revisit the results and progress of its policies in that year?
Yeah, I think part of making proactive public policy decisions has to be evaluating how you're doing, evaluating what proposals you've passed, how you did on the budget process. But I think we should see more time spent on that each year. Just set aside some time. I think we all do that in our day jobs. Something similar for the council.
All right, Rory, before I let you go, more than 100 of your campaign signs were missing. Tell us a story. Have they been found? What happened?
Sunday, I got some reports from some campaign supporters that their signs are missing, and I came home from having brunch with friends and looked up and down my street where there were many of my neighbors have yard signs, and they were all gone as well. We continued throughout the day to hear reports that signs were taken. We haven't found them. We're not really sure who was involved I think the important thing is that the signs have stopped disappearing, and we've gotten most of them back out to people. So we're just focused on next Tuesday at this point.
All right. The election's coming up on Tuesday. We will talk with you again next week, Rory. Thanks so much for your time and your patience. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.